Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's raining here in California, and you tell me it's raining in France, too?
What's your temperature, though, at least? Is it rainy and warm? Because I can take that.
Yeah, we're in the upper 50s or so, lower 60s.
Oh, yeah. Upper 50s isn't that warm, but it's not, yeah. But you're up in Northern California, right?
Yeah, north, actually central, Merced, Madera, Fresno kind of area here in the middle.
I'm in southern France. It's been chilly and windy and cold and really yucky out. Yeah. I just kind of like one of those consistently for several weeks. So, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to get on with you. And can't believe how time flies. I can't believe it's Wednesday already again.
Yeah, it flies. Now it is just so people get an idea. It's 12 o'clock Pacific, and what time is it? Is it like 9 o'clock in France?
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock in France right now. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And it is, of course, we're 3 o'clock East Coast time. Hawaii's, 9 o'clock in the morning right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, today, of course, we, as always, going to begin our program with the first half hour or so is typically real estate stuff, if you will, nuggets, and often much of what we obviously love to bring your way is information on Realty Universal and, of course, the menu programs, the membership benefits and opportunities, and we'll be, of course, sprinkling those in throughout the first half hour or so. Second half hour, going to talk about a guy that I've recently come back in contact with, a guy named John Maxwell. Written a lot of books, and many people have probably heard of John Maxwell. And Monica and I have been back in touch with the John Maxwell team and going to be actually doing some things with them in August back in Orlando with regard to some marriage stuff. And I've dug out one of my John Maxwell books, and man, he's just amazing. We'll revisit.
We got to get him on the call, though. We got to get him live on the call. That's the way to do it. Sounds good.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. We'll get him on the call, absolutely.
Yeah, sounds good.
So that's coming up the second half hour. This first half hour, of course, Natalie's going to be talking about working from home. It's easier than you think, how you can take back your independence and experience true freedom. And before we get to that, let me just give you the number again, 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. And you can call that. Of course, you can email us, realtyuniversalradio@realtyuniversal.com as well. And if you have questions, I'll be checking that email as well. And let's get it rolling. This time seems to fly by. So before I know it, the first half hour is always over. I've got my pen in hand, and Natalie, I'm ready.
Okay, what we're talking about today is, with the internet and people constantly, you hear the economy is bad, and I hear over and over and over people not being able to find jobs. I was just on the phone today with somebody I know. I've known them for years. They're in the Carolinas, and the son who's over in Afghanistan wants to come back to New York, and he's not able to find a job. It's just like, so he's staying in the military for a little bit longer. And I just think it's really sad because even with real estate, with the economy being the way it is, you can still make money in real estate. Our industry has been one of the industries I've been in for, oh my gosh, since 1985, that we've always been able to work from home, make our own schedule, and have the luxuries of being at your kids' football games, baseball games, you know, plays, PTA, whatever you want, whatever you need to do. So we wanted to talk a little bit today about working from home in the real estate industry, and because so many people now need to take control of their independence. You know, it's not fun to know that you might walk in and get a pink slip one day through no fault of your own, just due to the economy, due to budget cuts. So I just wanted to mention that a little bit because our real estate menu programs that we do and believe in so much, where people have choices, tie in so beautifully with working from home and real estate. And so that's why I wanted to dig in a little bit because we have a lot of people that listen to the show that are just generally listen to the show. They may not be real estate agents and brokers, you know, just listening in. And so many people you hear say, I would love to work from home, and I get these emails all the time, but are they scams? Are they real? You know, and everything. And I mean, they're not, you know, of course there's many scams out there, but it really is real. You can really work from home. I was able to even, you know, we had the offices back in, you know, 85 and 90s and, you know, even live 10 minutes from the office and still work from home. But nowadays, you know, with the way the internet is and all our, we've got our, you know, the Blackberries and the iPhones and the computers and everything. You can literally work from anywhere in the world. So I just wanted to mention it because it ties in beautifully with what we do. And, you know, you, Randy, you and I talk about this here and there. You know, I've been in the real estate for more than a quarter century, so I consider myself an expert in this field, selling thousands and thousands of homes and being involved in many aspects of the business, developing, et cetera. You've been in radio for, I think, 35 plus years. Is that right?
Yeah, 35 years, yeah.
Yeah, so what happens when we're experts in our field, we just kind of assume that, like, our regular lingo or the what we do is, like, everybody knows it. We take it for granted. We think it's no big deal, you know, and we just kind of do what we do. But when you think about it, so we wanted to talk a little bit about this today because we assume people know this or know that or know that, and they might not. So even though when I'm talking about what we're going to talk about today, it's like, okay, of course anybody can get a real estate license. I mean, when I say anybody, you have to, you know, there's prerequisites that you have to, you know, I don't think you can have a long record. I think when I say anybody can get a license, but anyhow, I think, you know, but you can go through training and it's very quick, and make very good money if you really dig in and you want to do it, and you can work from home and just have a lot of freedom. So I'm just going to touch base on that. You know, in our real estate industry, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's been done for years, and now more than ever, people are working from home in all industries, and they're loving it. When you learn how to combine working in real estate with real estate menu systems that we teach, you truly can work virtually, not only from home, but from all over the world. That is true freedom. I'm sitting here in France right now. You know, you can literally be anywhere and do what you need to get done. Most of our forms and contracts and files and the offices are on servers these days. So as long as you have an access to the internet, you can do whatever you need to do. No more do you have to say, I'm sorry, I have to wait until I go to the office and I'll get back to you tomorrow. Or, you know, or bring the office home with you constantly, you know, lugging all that paperwork back and forth. Now you can just go right to the internet, get on the computer and do what you need to do. So it's pretty cool. A lot of people, if they're going to get into real estate, they may ask, do I need a real estate license? And if you're going to actually get into real estate sales, you are going to need a real estate license. Am I echoing or am I okay? I'm on a headset here and I feel like I'm echoing in my side. Can you hear me okay, Rand?
Yeah, you're sounding good.
Okay, because it's echoing on me. Do you need a real estate license? Yes. If you're in the United States, you do need a license and you need to get a salesperson's license and then hang it with a licensed real estate broker. I actually was in London last weekend because the weather was so bad in France, I thought, let me go check it out for a couple days, and learned that licensing is not mandatory in part of the UK, which I find that so interesting because we have such regulations in the U.S. So I found it interesting. But in the U.S., each state has their own real estate commission and licensing laws. They're usually pretty similar, but not always. You still have to get licensed in whatever state you're in. So, for example, I'm licensed in Hawaii and in Maryland. You can be licensed in as many states as you want, but you can't practice real estate in a state that you're not licensed. So you wouldn't be able to practice things that you would be able to do in the state you're licensed. So depending on which state you want to practice in, the first step is to get a license, okay? But amazingly, the licensing courses are offered at many real estate companies, colleges, and online. The hours depend on your state requirements. Typically, they're as little as 5 hours up to 90. Can you imagine that, Randy? That, you know, needed. Cost varies, but typically runs around $250. When you look at the fact that you can make six figures plus and more, you know, it can go way up, you know, depending on what level of work you want to put into it, that's not bad considering what a four-year degree costs. And, you know, how many people get, how many people get four-year degrees, you know, they get masters and they really have to start out at $30,000, $40,000 a year. I mean, you know, I'm definitely not, I definitely believe in getting degrees and I definitely believe in education, but I'm pointing out the difference. I make way more money than a lot of attorneys and in real estate and get in for this little bit of money and such minimal time. I'm an advocate to really learn what you can learn. Don't get in there and just, you don't have to learn as much as you can. So after the class, for the state exam, as time goes on, you may want to become licensed in more than one state, especially if you travel or you split up your residency. So I'll turn it over to you a second, Randy, to see if you have any questions, if you want to take a break, and then we'll go over more of that when we return. I can't believe it's already half past the hour almost. We've got a couple minutes left.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I just I did want to chime in when you were talking about the cost and how of a master's degree. And I know my son, for instance, just graduated from Chico State, and he wants to go and work on his master's, but it's, you know, it's $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, depending on where you go. And like you say, somebody spends, you know, whatever, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 on an undergraduate degree, and then another $70,000 to $100,000, you know, and then you start working for $30,000 or $40,000 or whatever a year. And, you know, obviously I can do that math. And so the fact that, again, with real estate, you can get going, you know, for a whole lot less. And the potential, the upside and it's work, absolutely. And, you know, that we're not saying it's by any means a kind of a get-rich-quick thing at all. It's work, and you must put the work in. But I know real estate is one of those sales jobs that truly, when you put the effort in, you're rewarded. And I know you're an example of that. I know, Natalie, in your career.
Yeah, it comes back to you. It really does. You're dealing with people. Pretty cool, huh? Well, yeah, I think, you know, we assume, but how many people out there that may be listening that may know that, hey, for $250, $300, you can actually go to school and get your license? Now, approximately, once you get licensed and if you join a board, which you probably should because it's easier, you get a lot more education involved, it's going to cost you around $1,000 a year. That is still dirt cheap considering what we're just talking about, right? It's pretty neat.
Yep. Okay, well, we're going to take a break.
And the biggest thing is the freedom. We'll be back.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
I wanted to give you four specific examples that I'm going to cover at the end about how a product called Silk tripled their sales by doing one thing, how an artist named Jeff Koons went from being a nobody to making a whole bunch of money and having a lot of impact, to how Frank Gehry redefined what it meant to be an architect, and one of my biggest failures as a marketer in the last few years, a record label I started that had a CD called Sauce. Before I can do that, I got to tell you about sliced bread and a guy named Otto Rohwedder. Now, before sliced bread was invented in the 1910s, I wonder what they said, like the greatest invention since the telegraph or something. But this guy named Otto Rohwedder invented sliced bread. And he focused, like most inventors did, on the patent part and the making part. And the thing about the invention of sliced bread is this, that for the first 15 years after sliced bread was available, no one bought it, no one knew about it. It was a complete and total failure. And the reason is that until Wonder came along and figured out how to spread the idea of sliced bread, no one wanted it. That the success of sliced bread, like the success of almost everything we've been talking about at this conference, is not always about what the patent is like or what the factory is like. It's about can you get your idea to spread or not. And I think that the way you're going to get what you want or cause the change that you want to change to happen is you're going to figure out a way to get your ideas to spread. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're running a coffee shop or you're an intellectual or you're in business or flying hot air balloons. I think that all this stuff applies to everybody regardless of what we do. That what we are living in is a century of idea diffusion. That people who can spread ideas, regardless of what those ideas are, win. And when I talk about it, I usually pick business because they make the best pictures that you can put in your presentation and because it's the easiest sort of way to keep score. But I want you to forgive me when I use these examples because I'm talking about anything that you decide to spend your time to do. At the heart of spreading ideas is TV and stuff like TV. TV and mass media made it really easy to spread ideas in a certain way. I call it the TV industrial complex. And the way the TV industrial complex works is you buy some ads, interrupt some people, that gets you distribution. You use the distribution you get to sell more products. You take the profit from that to buy more ads. And it goes around and around and around, the same way the military industrial complex worked a long time ago. Now that model of, and we heard it yesterday, if we could only get on the homepage of Google, if we could only figure out how to get promoted there, if we could only figure out how to grab that person by the throat and tell them about what we want to do, if we could do that, then everyone would pay attention, we would win. Well, this TV industrial complex informed my entire childhood and probably yours. I mean, all of these products succeeded because someone figured out how to touch people in a way that they weren't expecting, in a way they didn't necessarily want, with an ad over and over and over again until they bought it. And the thing that's happened is they canceled the TV industrial complex.
Seth Godin, boy, oh boy, if you get a chance, if you're on Twitter, or even if you're not, you can Google Seth Godin, but he is an amazing entrepreneurial genius, and I follow him on Twitter and get inspired. Just finished reading his book, Tribes. And Natalie, I know you would love what he talks about in terms of, people bringing their genius to what they do, and what is your genius?
Right.
And the world is waiting for your genius. The world is waiting for you and for me. And we tend to, and we're kind of jumping the gun here into the second segment, but sometimes we do, but the idea of, doing that 9-to-5 thing because you got to do it versus, as you say, having the freedom, to do what you want to do and to travel. And that does, I guess, tie into the segment here in the first half. Realty Universal Radio, the name of this program, and again, the number is 347-945-5428. And Natalie Mullenix, president and founder of Realty Universal. Again, our website, realtyuniversal.com. And we're in the middle of the first half of our show where we talk about real estate, and Natalie's been kind of laying out the benefits of really getting your real estate license and working in this industry, because you truly can work virtually from wherever you are. An example, Natalie is in France as we speak, and she travels, of course, as we said at the top of the show, nationwide, and able to do that because of obviously her career in real estate and the success that she has had and the hard work that she's put in and able now to reap some of those benefits. But what is your dream? What is your genius? The world is waiting for it, and stir up those gifts, right?
You really need to stir it up. You really do. Now with the real estate, once you have your license, it shouldn't take you very long to actually get in out into the field. With training from your broker and local real estate boards, it's important to learn the ropes and mix in the traditional ways of doing business with the menu system ways, all the virtual ways, so that you have a feel for the experience and you can really dig in. When I was brand new at the age of 23, oh, God, that's so long ago, I would literally ask 100 questions. You know, like I would be in the offices at the time, and I would ask 100 questions, and I would ask several people the same question because I wanted to see what kind of answers I was getting. I wanted to make sure I was getting the right answers. I wanted to learn all I could as fast as I could. And I still agree with that philosophy, you know, to ask questions, try to learn faster. You know, don't be intimidated by it. Get in and learn. It's quite exciting in the beginning once you learn the ropes. Of course, it takes time to really become an expert, but there's certain aspects that you can learn quickly, and with practice, your confidence level will rise. So there's certain aspects, you know, getting in, making sales, doing contracts, following through financing, that's not difficult, and, you know, you can learn it quickly, and you'll be able to start actually reaping the benefits very quickly. We don't have enough time to go into all the details on how you apply the real estate menu systems to your career, but you'd have the luxury of making your own schedule. You can negotiate your deals right over the phone. Contracts can be done virtually. Communication becomes such a breeze with all our technology that we have these days. Most contracts and information are stored on the servers these days, so you don't even have to run back to your office to get anything. It's just amazing. And what we do with Realty Universal and our membership is we teach the agents and brokers how to implement these systems into their business and have the spiritual life and balance and a little bit about what Randy was talking about too is bringing out your gift and how your gift comes out to the world. And you might think, how am I going to give my gift to the world in the world of real estate? Well, you can, because we each have, God gives us each individual gifts, and you can blend it into how you brand yourself in the world of real estate or any business that you get in virtually and you're an entrepreneur. So it's pretty interesting, and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel, but the beauty is we all do have our own gifts and our own personality, our own brand, and when you're in the real estate industry, you're building your own business. You're building your own book of business. You're building your own clientele. Doesn't matter what company you go with, who you're going to be with, who's going to train you, you still want to take your unique personality and blend that in with what you do. And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, you actually can, you know, fit in all the games, your children's schedules, if your children are grown, grandchildren's schedules, if you don't have any children, your own schedule, go get massages, go play tennis, go swim, go run, you know, whatever you like. I mean, some people are into sports. Throughout your day, there's no more where you have to say, oh, okay, I'm working 9 to 5, then I've got to go home, dinner, rest, go to get back, do it again, and try to cram again. You just don't have to live that way anymore. It's amazing because so many people in the way that we were trained over the years thought, you know, they had to work 20, 30 years, then they retire, right? What being an entrepreneur does and working virtually in real estate, now you may take this and you may do it in many other fields that you can work virtually now, but what it allows you to do is kind of retire along the way. So why not live your life, have your freedom now? Why wait 20, 30 years to do it? And, you know, there's been so many studies, and you see so many people that retire and they're miserable. They're back. They want to work again 6 months later, 2 years later, 3 years later, because they have too much time on their hand. They're not happy. Now, you have some people that say, no, wait a minute, I love retirement. It works beautifully for me, and that's perfect too. But why wait? Why not be able to blend it in now and still do fun things through the day and your work and still make money? I mean, it's just amazing. And you can do that in real estate, and you can definitely do it with the virtual menu system programs that we teach people how to do, because you're actually closing deals strictly over the phone. You don't have to take people driving all around all over the place. You don't have to have appointments that are constantly physical appointments. It's fine to blend it in, and for some people it works beautifully. If you live 10 minutes away from most of your appointments, that may not be a problem. but it's wonderful to blend it in. It's wonderful to not worry about getting fired because you need to take too many days off. You don't have to say no to your kids because you can't do it because of work. You know, there's just it's just wonderful. And when you learn the systems and how to implement things properly, your clients and customers are fine too, because you may think, well, wait a minute, I'm in the business of real estate. Don't I have to make myself available at my client? And they're and the answer is you better work with them. But people are pretty flexible in the way they can work if it's presented properly. And it's all about how you present it, how you handle it. And it's a mindset. Life is definitely a mindset. And that's pretty big. Remember, you'll be in business for yourself, although under a broker. You must follow guidelines. You're building your own brand. So don't settle for less. If you do it right and you really learn how to do it, I mean, why go and reinvent the wheel and try to learn how to do it? You should let us teach you how to do it through the systems and the programs. Yeah, I mean, really, so that it's, I mean, I wish I had somebody to teach me, 26 plus years ago, because I would have saved myself a lot of extra time and trial and error, and I worked well and I made good money and everything else, but it was so many hours that could have been pulled back a little bit if I had the training that we're talking about. So once you do it, you'll have so much fun organizing your life and your schedule that you can fit it all in. No one's complaining. You're like, oh my God, why didn't I do this years ago? And really, yeah. it's amazing. Yeah. People don't it's just amazing what you can do and how you can structure your life, and make it all work. So you can become a member at much through us as well. You do need to be licensed. And to really get support and watch dreams come true. And I just, anybody listening that takes advantage of just giving it food for thought and looking into it, because there is a good way to do it and not be running around with like a chicken with your head cut off and stressed out and in many different directions. So,
well, you were just talking about, the difference between kind of working with Realty Universal and the menu system programs versus kind of the typical way. And that's a question that I did want to ask, and this kind of leads into it. But so I think typically people think, well, okay, you've got to live in a geographical location, and, so you're the expert in, the city of whatever, say L.A. You sell Los Angeles or a section of L.A., and you've got to be physically there. But you're saying closing deals something caught my attention. You're saying you can close deals and work virtually with the menu system. And kind of give people an idea of how does that work?
You can be, like, for example, I could get on deals on short sales and negotiate right in France for Hawaii or Maryland, So you actually set up your systems. There's many different ways to do it. Like right now I'm speaking to you from a Magic Jack telephone. You could use Skype. You can use other systems, because I'm in Europe and I don't want to pay $1.29 a minute with my cell phone. So there's step-by-step ways to do it. All of the contracts and everything's on the servers. You have people even wanting to sign contracts these days virtually through DocuSign and many other programs that are signature e-sign programs. So think about it. Now, if you physically – now, we have different programs, buyer rebate programs, seller programs, where the actual sellers and buyers are doing some of the physical legwork, okay? So, even if I was 10 minutes away from that person in Hawaii right now sitting here, I wouldn't need to meet with them because they would be doing the legwork. They would just need me to get on the phone and talk to them. So 9 times out of 10, if I was sitting on island, I'd be doing the same thing as if I'm sitting over here in Europe. See?
Wow.
So
wow.
It's pretty amazing. Now you do have situations, if there's physical work needed, you can actually work that out with another agent or broker and work it out for a small referral fee. You don't have to give away the whole pie. So there's different ways. And you can have teams set up so that you can cover it all the way around, and it's amazing. It's just people assume, and I find even the older I get, the more that people constantly assume you can't do it this way, you can't do it this way, you can't do it this way. And when you actually, when you take away some of those, the prejudices, the assumptions and everything, and you look at it and you go, oh, my gosh, this is amazing, totally amazing. You know, when I was in London over the weekend, there were two different brokerages on the street I was on, and I went in and met, and one of the gentlemen I met is very nice, and we're going to try to see if we can put together something together too on referrals, and it's that easy in your networking, and you're setting up your systems, and it's just really amazing. Now, if we didn't have internet in the old days, you couldn't do it that easily. Once we started having the fax machine, you could fax things, you know. But with the internet, I mean, it's a no-brainer, completely no-brainer. But even in the old days, you could work from home, send checks, have calls for different office number, and still cook dinner and close on at your child's at my son's baseball game on cell phone, talk about it. So amazing, really amazing. And you know, you just don't want, if you're home, you don't want the dogs barking. You have to make sure the kids aren't screaming. You know, you have to but it's so much easier than what people think. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that is amazing. Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program, Natalie Mullinex, our president and founder of Realty Universal. And again, realtyuniversal.com, the website. And things are changing, of course, and the internet is helping facilitate that, and many industries, and real estate is no different. And I love what you said earlier about the idea of asking about how to do things differently and better and working smarter, you know, not harder, and all of those things. And I know that's a part of I love this quote I ran across, Henry Ford on being a visionary. He said, you know, if I had asked people what they had wanted, they would have told me faster horses. In other words, he saw something, you know,
it's true.
Something beyond horses. All that most people think about in terms of transportation would be horses. But he said, you know, he saw something different. And you saw this menu system many, many, many years ago.
Way before anybody was doing it, yeah.
So you are a visionary in this field, in this regard, and you continue to be. And I think people who are considering entering the real estate industry, they should absolutely go to realtyuniversal.com and check out, again, the membership, the benefits. And there's a place where, of course, you can contact us and make an inquiry as well. And it's just, again, with the economy the way it is. And what I love about real estate is it is a people business. It is a business where you're interacting with people, and you're able to, when I read over, and I know you typically wouldn't share this, but I'm going to go ahead and share it. If people go to your website, realtyuniversal.com, and look at some of the testimonials of what people have said about you and how you handled, their process and what they think of you as a person, often the testimonials go beyond, you as a real estate agent. Although they talk about you being efficient, they talk about you as a human being and how they were really blessed to have you a part of their life. And that's the cool thing about this industry, isn't it, is that you get to interact with people. And because it's a personal thing, this purchase or sale of a home, you typically get to know people better and are able to really be a part of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, trust is an important thing, especially nowadays with the internet, you know, because you don't always know who's who and whatever. So when you can build trust and you have referrals and repeat business and people get to know you as you are, you know, in the industry, and people that you'll associate with and work with in the industry, because, of course, we have pretty strict standards, you know, as far as making sure that the process along the line, if we're referring people to affiliates and members, that the customers and clients are being taken care of well. So yeah, it's pretty, and you can't, you know, it's all out there these days. It's really crazy, but it's out there. You know what I mean? So
yeah, what I love about it is honestly, whether the market is quote unquote up or quote unquote down, it's always good for somebody, right? So if it's not good for buying, it's probably good for selling, right? And so there's always a, it seems like there's always an upside in the real estate game, if you will.
And you know what I found, though, is like I found that if somebody really wants to work, they can make the money. You know what I mean? You, when you hear people say the economy's bad or this is, no, if they really want to put in the effort, you can do it, you know? A lot of people don't always want to put in the effort after they've already done it or different time periods or things going on in their lives, you know, but if they want to, it's there. You know, it's absolutely there. So.
Well, let's take a break. And again, the number 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. Realty Universal Radio, the name of this program. And again, our website, realtyuniversal.com. And Natalie Mullinex, Randy Zachary, we will be back after this.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You know, obviously, Amy Berna is a wonderful recording artist in the Valley, too. You guys play her, and she's a great friend as well. We've been talking about just doing a worship concert together in general, just because we have, you know, feel really kindred. And then I said, you know, why don't we partner? You know, when Christians can come together and do more than just talk and sing and then leave the same, what if we supported a cause, right? You know, I don't know, the whole idea, not just hearers but doers thing.
There's an
you know?
Idea.
So it was so neat because she said, well, didn't your wife just start actually this exciting new work to combat human trafficking? And I said, well, yeah, you know. She's like, why don't we support that? And so it's actually become something really special. You know, me and the JS band, we love supporting causes that matter. And obviously with this exciting work my Andrea is doing, it's really something, really, I know. Whenever you care about the least and the lost, the forgotten, that's always going to be God's heart, you know? Isaiah 58, man, if we had time, we could read it. It is just unbelievable what God said, what really pleases him. Not religiosity or religious acts, but actually defending the cause of the fatherless, taking care of the poor. And he said, at that point, your righteousness will shine forth like the noonday, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard if you do those things.
So Amy Berna, John Shebaglian Band, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, at New Covenant Community Church, right?
Yeah, we'd love to have you there. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are only $5 if you get it ahead of time at madeforthem.org. You can buy securely, or $7 at the door. Also, January is Human Trafficking Month, and today is actually Today is actually officially Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Yeah.
So anyways, the timing is really big, and it's great not only for Christ followers who recognize we are called to be God's hands extended, but also for the non-believers, it's a wonderful benefit concert just to care about those in need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes wonderful bridge points for believers and non-believers to care about things to make our world better. And for Christ followers, that's what we're just simply following our Lord.
All righty, and we are back again. Good afternoon, Realty Universal Radio, Randy Zachary, and Natalie Mullenix, president and founder of Realty Universal. The website, again, realtyuniversal.com. And this show, literally the fastest hour in radio. I've been in radio 35 years, and this it flies by. Again, if you, in any part of the program at the beginning, a half hour there, you heard, you know, Natalie talking about the benefits and advantages of not only getting in the real estate industry, but specifically in the Realty Universal membership program and the whole menu system idea and concept. Absolutely, I would highly recommend you go to the website, realtyuniversal.com, and check it out, and then inquire. There's lots of places there where you can plug in and make inquiries and lots of products and things. And again, it's a great day in the neighborhood. In fact, it really leads right into our kind of our second segment here. And sometimes it's half hour-ish, today a little less, but we kind of want to wrap up with some thoughts from a guy named John Maxwell. And it really does, actually, and it's so weird, Natalie, because you and I don't talk about this ahead of time really too much, which is kind of cool. And yet what we end up talking about is the same, and that the synchronicity here of you talking about, you know, making the life that you dream of in your job by working from home and working virtually and being in the real estate industry. And John Maxwell, in a book called The Difference Maker, Making Your Attitude Your Greatest Asset, and he talks about, again, making your dreams come true, but it really all starts with you. And that's something Natalie was saying a few minutes ago, that it really depends on you. You can listen to everybody else talk about, oh, the economy this or oh that or real estate, but you know, it really, you can continue to make money, you can continue to live the life that you want to live. Yogi Berra, John Maxwell quotes Yogi Berra, famous Hall of Fame baseball player, who's very often quoted with a lot of funny sayings, and one is, life is like baseball, it's 95% mental and the other half is physical. And kind of humorous, but he jokes about how, talking about how really it is mostly mental. Your attitude is everything. And John Maxwell talks about a couple things. I'm just going to share three of the many aspects of this, because we really don't have the time to get into the whole book. But he talks about, you might be right now in a funk. I mean, a lot of people are. A lot of people are sitting here. You may be listening to this show. You were on Blog Talk Radio somehow, and you ended up connecting to our show, and you're listening right now, and it may be that for this very moment you've tuned in. You're sitting there and you're in a funk. Maybe you're out of work. Maybe you listened to Natalie and you were semi-encouraged and you almost went to the website, but you're like, no, because you began to believe again that, you know, the beliefs about yourself that you've allowed yourself to derail you. And this is a chance for you today to choose the right track. And John Maxwell says, how do you do that? How do you get from this place of, man, I'm helpless, I need help? How do you get to, and he says it starts with you and your attitude. And he talks about Roberta Flack, the singer, and we all know Roberta Flack. Roberta Flack said, my mother had only gone as far as the 10th grade. My father had a third grade education, but they were both very literate. They spoke well and their values were high. They drummed into our heads, get this, they drummed into our heads that the situation you live in doesn't have to live in you. Our attitudes don't come from our circumstances or personal history. Attitude does not come from outside ourselves. It comes from within. In fact, I was watching Oprah's life class the other night, Natalie, and she had on Deepak Chopra, and they were talking about not being stuck in your story. You know, whatever your story is, and that's included, you know, failure, not to be stuck in that, so that you repeat over and over the fact that you're just failing. And John Maxwell here in his book, The Difference Maker, is saying your attitude is everything, and it starts with you. He says the first thing to do is to evaluate your present attitude. I mean, think about it. Evaluate it. See, okay, you know, what is the deal? Identify problem feelings about yourself. You know, what are some things about myself? What are some self-defeating lies about myself that drive my behavior? What are those things? And when do you feel most negative about yourself? And he talks about, again, and you've said this before, Natalie, writing things down. I've been journaling again lately, and it's just really, really, really helped me, because I can go back and it helps me kind of put into place what I've been feeling over the past week or two, and it just really, really helps. And I'm ADD, so I get distracted pretty easily. But John Maxwell says, do that. Write down, first of all, the problem feelings about yourself. Secondly, write down, identify problem feelings related to others, attitude issues toward others. And this is something that I know we all need to work in with, and I do as well. Believe me, I can be very critical, not only self-critical, but critical of others and judgmental. And I've been working on that, and I've been journaling this week. Okay, Lord, help me to, you know, suspend my propensity to judge and criticize others. And we talked about Wayne Dyer's book last week, but he even goes so far as to say, when you have criticism, judgmental attitudes toward other people, your wishes, if you will, your dreams, your progress in your life is blocked, because you're stuck with this attitude toward other people, and this judgmental. And he goes on to talk about how people are just people. Let them be, and just love them. Just love, even if they irk you. You know, celebrate their quirkiness, but have only love in your heart for people. And I know this is way, way, way easier said than done. But so John Maxwell says, identify problems toward others. And then the last one he says is identify problem thinking. And he, of course, talks about we're the sum of our thoughts. And I think last week we hit on this as well, that, you know, there is this kind of conveyor belt of thoughts that go through our minds. And if you're like me, literally every hour there are thousands of thoughts that go by, and I can choose to pull whatever thought I want off that conveyor belt and focus on it or not. And so for me, rather than be kind of captive to a thought and it just jump out at me and then, you know, depress me and overwhelm me and all those things that we tend to let negative thoughts do, we can choose to put that thought back on the conveyor belt, let it go, and choose to think about only those things. You know, Philippians 4:8 says, think on the things that are praiseworthy, that are noble, that are virtuous, that are upright. Think on good things rather than bad things. And absolutely, you know, Natalie, I know, given, you know, what's going on in, you know, in your life with your brother and the tragedy there, that that's something you're literally right now back and forth struggling with and working on. And you know, you're normally obviously a very successful person and entrepreneur, and yet in this season in your life, this is something I know that you're struggling with, and I know we all tend to at some time or another. Hey, Natalie, are you there? So yeah, that's the other one. And then identify problems, feelings related to others. That's huge. And then the problem thinking thing as well. Again, choosing to think about good thoughts, about those things that are trustworthy, honest, virtuous, of good report. And then he says, you know, develop the desire to change. And this is again John Maxwell saying you're really the way you are because that's the way you want to be. Everything, you know, that has brought you to this point in your life is because you've wanted it to be for one reason or another. And that's something sometimes it's hard for us because we love to blame, you know, blame others. It's very difficult to take responsibility, I think, for our lives. And we need to realize that we are the way we are because it's the way that we really want to be. And I know there's all kinds of psychodynamics in there in terms of our background and our past and all those kind of tapes that get deeply embedded in our brains and our minds and those, again, those lies we talk about, those lies about ourselves that that drive our behavior, right? Our behavior, why we say what we do, why we do what we do. Often it's because of lies. And, you know, I'll give you an example. I mean, I had a pretty abusive father, and emotionally, physically, you know, I was, because of that, growing up, I never felt like I could measure up. I could never please him. You know, and so those kinds of things are ways that, kind of the tapes, if you will, in my life that that I've struggled with, and you know, and so those are things that, again, as Roberta Flack in that quote earlier today, I mean, the situation that we live in doesn't have to live in us. And my journey has been one of working out and through that whole thing of having to measure up, and so it's a challenge. It really is a challenge, but it really does begin with what we think about, what we choose to think about, and again, John Maxwell. The book is called The Difference.
I agree.
Making Your Attitude Your Greatest Asset. And so a good read and well worth it if you get the chance. Anything by John Maxwell is inspirational. And
oh, it sounds great. Sounds great.
So, yep.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, because I don't know what happened. I disappeared and came back. But I'm here. I was going to mention on the journal, you know, I could hear, it was, I don't know, this is, working virtually is wonderful, but sometimes technology is a little off.
Yeah.
I was going to mention on the journaling, one good thing about journaling, and if you do it consistently, then, and you go back and read it, you can really see where we're stuck. You can see the, you know, the repetitive issues that are coming up over and over and over. And then when you look at it, you go, wow, I got to move past that, or I've got to deal with that, you know.
Yeah.
So I think the journaling is really wonderful. I'm not always great about doing it every day. Sometimes I skip a week or two. And I think if you can get into doing it constantly, it's great. I noticed with me having such a problem dealing with my brother's death, I've always been such a doer in my life, and I can always see the big picture and see how God had things work for the good of all, and everything kind of tied in. But I realized there's situations that we usually can control, or we can stop this or do this or go, hey, it's a minor issue, I'll deal with this. But when it's death, that's different, you know what I mean? And it just, it's debilitated me in ways that I never thought that I would be, you know. It's... You know, it's important to have empathy for people because we never do know what they're really going through. And it's important to,
absolutely.
Right? And but the journaling really, I think, is great because we get all of our emotions out. And it is a mindset. But there's certain things you're going to go through in life that you just can't be so positive about, and other things you can. And I think grief's one where we have to allow ourselves the time. But then there's other things that are pretty simple to say, wait a minute, I have to see the glass half full, not half empty, you know? And so I agree with you, and it's really all about mindset and conditioning and working through, but it's also being human and allowing yourself to know that there's times when, you know, you just gotta go through the process.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And you know, and the God component, we can't ever forget that. I mean, you know, because I think that's, for me, the difference in, you know, some of what I believe versus some of these, some of the motivational gurus out there who really, you know, they use the terminology, you can co-create your own world and all those things. You know, I think we can have a lot more to say about it than we do, but you also have to at some point submit yourself to the divine timeline, if you will, or some people call it divine synchronicity, or, you know, there's a lot of terms for it. Christians call it God's will, you know, but there's a point where you can absolutely, you know, get your thinking straight and work on all of that, but then there's also that divine component, and whether it you call it God's will or synchronicity or his timeline, you know, you can wish and think about wanting a certain job or wanting this or wanting that, and yet really you'll only have peace when you can really release yourself into, you know, God's will and his timeline, and go, you know what, you know, God, you are the ultimate arbiter of my life, and I do submit my life to you. I will do what I can,
yeah.
And then I need you to do the rest, because we do need him, and we need him to just sometimes love us. You know, as you know, you've been, you know, in your situation recently,
yeah.
Been really deeply digging in and letting him love you and pursuing him. And I know there's a verse in Isaiah that I love. It says, you will find treasures hidden in the darkness. And Monica and I know, and I know that there have been times in our lives where it was dark. It was really dark. And we didn't think God was there. We didn't think he could love us. It was a dark, dark place. And yet in those places, what it did was it drove us to, you know, to pursue him more, to pray more, to really beg him to help. And so the deeper we leaned into God, we did find him there. And that verse about finding treasures in the darkness really became alive for us, because we went, wow, those really dark places is where we find God to be more real and more loving than we ever did in the really good times. And in a really weird way, you look back at the really dark places and go, man, those were really special in that God met me there. And I know in our life, that's what I found. And I know it's different for all of us in the journey, but that treasure hidden in the darkness is for real. Yes, ma'am.
It's definitely, you know,
I didn't need to get preaching there.
No, it's wonderful. I totally get it, and it's awesome, and I agree with you totally, 100%, Randy. And now it's got to have our faith. I mean, without faith, I couldn't do what I do. There's no way, you know. But and you know, it's we're gonna have good times and bad times, and it's just a I don't know. Some things make sense and some things don't make sense. But you know, we all do have choices, and lots of times you can see some of the tragic things that happen were based on the bad choices that were made, you know? So we can definitely see where it all ties in together. And
you know what? Talking about synchronicity, I just got an email from M. Gary Newman, who's the therapist that we were on the Dr. Oz show with. And
really?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but I haven't talked to him in a... It's weird that we were just talking about that kind of healing kind of thing, and one of my favorite therapists just texted me, so...
Maybe he's saying, is he sending you a call him, or he just emailed? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think he wants me to give him a buzz. Hey,
okay. Well, thanks for another show, and I guess I'll talk to you next week, and everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.